Hello and welcome back to another episode of Archer, season 6, episode 4, Edie's Wedding, written by Adam Reed. I enjoyed this episode quite a bit. It was a Pam and Archer who have, I think, become really close in the last couple of seasons and tend to balance each other well in their episodes. And I think that's the continued development of their best friend status that I see the two characters as. And for once, we see Archer doing something absolutely for selfless reasons, because his friend was in distress and understanding what it feels like to be bullied. I thought that was a great way to get these two further deepening their bond. And then we got Lana back at the office dealing with what it means to be a single parent.
I hate it here!
Edie was voiced by special guest star Allison Tolmain. She was ruthless, wasn't she? There was absolutely zero empathy, no growth, no change, like with Ray's brother. At least they came to an understanding. Like that episode, Pam got to find some type of resolution. Notice that all of the secret agents have a tendency to not only hide what they do, which that's to be expected from one's family, but they're running from a family that doesn't respect or treat them in a manner that you would a beloved sibling. And each sibling has been like this, including Cheryl's brother, who is just irresponsible, but they don't have a good relationship. So I like how that theme continues to progress and why these people understand each other.
Emotional damage!
Before we jump into the review, wherever you listen to this podcast, wherever podcasts can be found, go down to the rating section, drop some stars, leave a review. My social media will be there as well. Like, share, subscribe. If you want to send feedback, blackercouch@gmail.com. Or you can leave a comment below. Archer comes into work. Pam is crying hysterically. And for about 90 seconds straight, he just gets his coffee, gets the whipped cream, considers walking away, and finally realizes, or not realizes, but decides to ask what is wrong. When she does that thing that we all do when we've been crying for so long we can't get the words out, he slaps her in the face. And she remarks that her cousin or her sister Edie is getting married, but she has been roasting her entire life. And now she's single and she slept with the only man, or gave a blowjob to the only man that liked her, which was Arn, which was her boyfriend. No, not her boyfriend, her crush. And her father also didn't think she would ever find a husband. So she's feeling not only betrayed because she's not maid of honor, as she should be for her sister, but she's been invited to the wedding to be roasted on by her sister. So Archer decides to go with her as her date and poses her boyfriend. So off they go. But at the airport, Barry spots them and decides after his most recent breakup that he is going to kill Archer because it's his fault, I suppose. I don't know how that could possibly be. I feel like you're deflecting, or you just don't have anything else going on, to going back after your nemesis is what you tend to do. He got dumped by Katya. I wonder if in the future we're going to see Archer trying to get back with Katya. And she dumped him for that stupid Russian guy, the dumbest man in Russia. Here's waffles. I forgot the waffles because there's nothing but butter and syrup on the plate.
You're a fucking idiot.
As they're at a hotel, Sister Edie shows up calling her Spamula. And the two break out in a fight that Archer isn't too keen to break up, but he does. Edie causes Pam to cry. Like, she was really cruel to her for no reason.
Why the fuck do you have to run it?
Of course, the fact that she keeps calling someone else fat when she herself is a fat blob and looks worse than Pam does, because Pam comes out looking like Marilyn Monroe. And even Archer's like, oh, you clean up nice, girl. You clean up nice. But she wants him to change because she doesn't want to show up with, what did she say? What was the line? I wrote it down somewhere because it was fucking hilarious. Something about being a waiter. Oh, by dressing like a maitre d' on a party cruise made for gay Republicans. She finds his wardrobe embarrassing and isn't afraid to tell him about it, and becomes a bit of a running joke the entirety of the episode. He gets a call after Barry kidnaps Pam to meet at the grain elevator, which Archer doesn't know or thinks that there's a better and more idiotic way of getting cows their grain. As they go up the elevator, I like double puns. I love when I see them, not very often, but when he got off the elevator and she said, or he said, idiot to Edie, the reply from Barry was, said the dumb waiter, because you're dumb and dressed like a waiter, but a dumb waiter is also what you would call an elevator. I thought that was pretty fucking hilarious from a literary perspective. He tried to explain to Edie the Asimov's rules, but then realized that Barry is a bionic. Or a cyborg, so he gets his ass whooped. I love when he said, hey, I got your friend. What's your name? Your fucking worst nightmare.
I'm gonna kill you. Not today. Not tomorrow, but I'm gonna kill you.
It's things like that that make Pam my favorite character behind Lana, of course. But she comes a very close second because she has the best attitude towards everything. And I kind of got her here because she's strong, she's tough, she can take on anything. But when it comes to her family, she can't help but feel insecure due to that continued harassment growing up, being called every name in the book and being given no esteem about who and what you are and what you can do with your life. And even when it's presented to her sister that her life is better, she doesn't give a fuck. She just wants to get to that all-you-can-eat steak buffet, despite the fact that her sister's life is in danger. And even when she has to get her cut down, she just decides to do a roasting. So she gets herself down, finds the shotgun, and shoots Barry because at least Archer didn't fuck around with the shots that he needed, knowing that to take down this cyborg, you're going to need more than just the regular standard equipment. And the best part is that Edie's husband-to-be, while waiting for her at the buffet, got a blowjob from Midge, so now the wedding is off. And she ruined her life. And she says, are you happy? She's like, well, that's all I ever wanted.
Live fast, die young, bad girls, do it well. Live fast, die young, bad girls, do it well.
The fact that they mentioned Arn and then he showed up as the EMS driver, And then they run over Barry, like, hey, you see that guy? And he's like, I think I got a hand job here. Another two funny tidbits from this particular arc is when he slapped her the first time, and then he went to slap Pam Archer the second time, and she said, Jesus, Ike Turner. And then when he's like, damn it, Barry, and Edie replies, did he give you anal warts? Back at the office, Archer was supposed to watch AJ so that Lana could go to Sierra training. And not only did he not show up for this, he didn't even think to tell her, which shows a lack of maturity despite him wanting to be involved in AJ's life. When it comes to doing the necessary things required, he just isn't dependable. So Lana has to find someone to watch AJ. First she goes, I like the outfit she had on. First she goes to, well, she goes to Mallory looking for Archer. Oh, do you see him in here? Well, then go somewhere else and look for him. We find out that she and Ron have gotten back together. That's Sigh. I'ma fuck up my life. I'ma fuck up my life. We gon' party all night. She don't care if I die. That's the Sigh of I'm old, I'm lonely, and this is the best that is being offered in my direction. And I feel as if Lana takes a lot of leeway or mentorship from Mallory. And it very much is reflective of Cyril's relationship with Lana. So I wonder if that's coming, since it was pretty much premonitioned in this episode. Cheryl is eating a plant for some reason. The things that woman puts in her mouth.
Gross. Yes.
I love that Lana was the one to wake her child, because Cheryl was about to scream and Lana said, if you wake this child, I will climb inside of you with shoes on. So when she finds out where Archer is, she has to go looking elsewhere. She is asked by Mallory if she's got cornstarch or corn syrup in her tits, because she thinks that AJ is chubby. She said, fast forward to me buying her liposuction for graduation before walking out and telling Cheryl not to burn the place down. Lana says, I hope you do burn this place down. She said not to. Well, she said try not to. So Lana goes to Ray first. And he was holding the elevator for her. And then he started closing it. And said, on Monday, let's talk about how scary this was for me. Then she goes to Krieger, and I'm with Cyril here. Krieger, out of all people, I would trust a bum on the street before I would trust Krieger with my child, who he does not recognize because he forced himself to forget her existence because he has an attachment to his balls. He also has this Ray that he calls the brown note. Well, it's looking for the brown note, which is the frequency that causes humans to shit. And because AJ took a poop, he thinks it works. But that's enough to convince Lana, yeah, this was a mistake. And out the room she goes. He was like, what did you want to ask me? Just promise to use your powers for good. No. She eventually sneaks by Cyril's office. He realizes she's still there. Archer didn't show up for her. He's like, I can't believe that you asked Krieger and not me. Because she's like, it's weird. It's super weird. especially since you were very emotionally angry about the fact that I was having this child in the first place. But he says, no, let me go ahead and drive you down there with AJ. You can go to your Sears training. I'll get a hotel nearby for AJ. So if you feel like you want to check on her. And she's like, why does this feel weird? It's because as he's driving her down, he remarks to himself, maybe not now, but someday soon, I am going to re-hit that.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Cyril really cares about Lana. I truly believe that, but his insecurities sabotage any genuine affection. But it also feels as if Cyril only gets the opportunity to be with Lana if Archer fails in continuing to be an emotionally immature individual. Although, in this case, he was doing something for a friend, which means that he does have emotional growth, but it still benefited Cyril. I do wonder if it's more about the competition between those two, except we've seen when Lana is in danger that Cyril very much, that's when he can and will and usually tries to step up. But other than that, I think that his pathetic way of I'm gonna ingratiate, he's very much Jerry. I cannot see the distinction between these two characters, and I think Lana knows that she can fall for this very easily and get into a pattern of comfort and settle, and she doesn't want to do that. But I feel as if the cards are on the table. And now that, like I said, Archer knows Katya is single for the most part, and he thinks that Barry is dead, who he is clearly not dead because he's a cyborg and a Terminator and needs way more than two shots. I know y'all blew it up, but come on. We need some actual damage to his unit. And I think that's where we're going to end the episode. If you like this episode, definitely give it a thumbs up. Like, share, subscribe. Until the next time, peace, hair grease, and blacker magic.